Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Way That I See It. My name is Lucy Super Fox, and this is my podcast. So, I am also live on TikTok. This is going to become a new thing that when I am recording a podcast, I'm going to try and go live on TikTok because trying to get me to remember to do all the things with all the social medias can sometimes be a bit of a challenge. But this week's episode, it is a brand new month. It is a brand new week. It's a brand new season and it's a brand new quarter. So it's the 1st of April, 2024. It's a Monday. So it means it's a new week. It's a new month. It's a new season. And fingers crossed, we've had some sunshine today and it's been stunning. So I'm like, okay, here we go. And about a week ago, and it sounds so simplistic, I guess, but about a week ago, I woke up and was like, I feel different. I feel solid. I feel calm. And I just had this feeling of like absolute certainty about where I was going, what I was doing, what mattered to me, what my next season was about. And as somebody who has been on one hell of a journey over the last couple of years, someone who's been on a journey where I thought the healing journey would never end. I felt like I might be stuck in this, like needing to do this work on myself forever and ever. The low confidence, the phases of a lack of self-belief or the uncertainty or one good day followed by a few bad days. Like, I felt like I was going to be stuck there for ages. I felt like maybe healing season was going to take years and years and years of my life. And actually, last week, I woke up and I suddenly realized that that season was over. Now, it doesn't mean that healing isn't required. It doesn't mean that growth isn't required. It doesn't mean I don't sustain all the things that I have learned to do. But what it means is that that's no longer my focus. It's no longer my number one priority. And I think what often happens is that we mistake seasons for how life is. We often mistake a challenging season for life is just hard and difficult, or we often mistake a season where we're having to learn and grow and dig deep as a season that, defines us and holds us back and means we can't be successful. And I want you to know that the seasons of life, and I look at my life in seasons very much because what that's allowed me to do is allowed to be fully present in what's happening in my life in that moment, what's happening in that era, whether it's in my relationship, in my business, with my wealth, with my body, whatever it might be. And allowed me to be fully present in that so that I can address it and then move forward. But when we're always trying to be somewhere that we're not, right? We're always trying to be somewhere else. So if you're feeling like you're in a healing season and you're desperate to be in a growth season, or you're in a season where your business is plateauing or flatlining and you're desperate to, see it soar, or you're in a season with your body where you're desperate to be leaner, but it's crying out to you with fatigue and burnout, like, I feel you. I feel you. And as someone with ADHD, and if you've got ADHD, we experience this even worse because when we have ADHD, we're massive dopamine junkies. So we're always chasing that next thing. And that next thing is often, different from where we are now. It's like, okay, well, if this is where I am now and I'm uncomfortable and I'm unhappy, then over here and over there, that's going to make me happy, right? And what I want you to know is that actually embracing the seasons of your life, embracing the more challenging seasons, embracing the healing season, embracing the deep work season will allow you to move into the growth season, the abundance season, the success season, the love season, the wealth season, the worth season, whatever you want to call it, but only if you're willing to sit in that season and do the work that is required. So, with April being the turn of, like I said, it's a new week, a new month, a new quarter, and a new season. The weather here in the UK is improving, fingers crossed. With that being said, I wanted to give you some advice and really share with you, really share with you on, I guess, what it means to set new intentions. What it means to, if you feel like you've come to the end of a season or you're ready to step into a next version of you, like what that looks like, what that means, how do you do that? How do you set a new intention when you've been on a previous direction? So let's say you've been in a healing season for a while. How do you set the new intentions to move into growth? Or if you've been feeling like you've been on a downward spiral, how do you stop the momentum and how do you set intentions to move in an upward spiral? And I'm going to share with you a little more about that. So first of all, I want you to get really, really clear. Like if I ask you this question, I want you to listen to the answer inside yourself. And the question is, what season have I felt stuck in? And what season have I really been in? Because a lot of people will say they've been in one phase, but they're actually in denial because they've been fighting another. So what season have you been in, or what season do you feel like you need to just let go and be in? And then what season you think is next? Now, often there's no linear path here, my friends. Like, I wish there was. I wish I could tell you that life is a straight line. This happens and then this happens and this happens. But if you are in a healing season right now, if you are in a deep work season right now, if you are in a deeply doing the inner work season, I want you to know the next season will be a sense of calm, a sense of peace, a sense of certainty, a sense of stability, a sense of solidarity, a sense of figuring out who you are and what you want, and a sense of clarity will come. And then that season will be followed by growth, followed by wealth, followed by abundance, followed by success, followed by worth, whatever the word is you're looking for. And that's exactly where I am right now. And you, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, so if you're watching this on TikTok, you can get my full podcast, all the episodes on my podcast. You can get them the way I see it with Lucy Super Fox on Spotify, Apple, and other platforms. And if you're new to my podcast, this episode, make sure to scroll back. I have done episodes and episodes and episodes on the healing season, on regulating the nervous system. I have been talking about this for over 18 months. So depending on when you are in the season, there will be a podcast episode or collection of episodes for you. But I've been on this journey. And as I stand here, the other side of that now, as someone who's moving into the growth phase, someone who's moving into the wealth phase, someone whose business is growing, whose money mindset is just wild. Like, the amount of money, guys, I've manifested in the last 2 weeks is insane. But that has only happened because I've built my energetic capacity. I've healed the wounds. I've built that sense of confidence, that sense of worth. So I'm stepping into that energy. And then from that energy, I am powerful. Right? So let's talk about how to set new intentions. So let's say you feel like you are at the close of a season, you're ready to move into the next one. How do you do that? So what is the how? So the first thing is you've got to get clear on what you want. And guys, these are the 5 steps to manifestation that I teach inside the money course. And if you haven't already signed up for the money course, today is the last day. So Tuesday the 2nd of April is the last day to get the money course on sale with a 3-month payment plan. LucySuperFox.com/money. The last 36 hours at the time of recording this to get that on sale. So I do teach these 5 steps in massive detail connected to money inside the money course. So the first step to setting new intentions is knowing what you want, is deciding what you want. It's not about what you should want or what someone else thinks you should do. It's not about the right thing to do or the next thing to do. It's about what you fucking want. It's about, what do I actually want for the next season of my life? How do I want to feel? Where do I want to go? Who do I want to be? What does that look like? And getting really, really clear, because a lot of people will say things like, I want more money. I want to be slimmer. I want to be fitter. I want to be calmer. It's so vague. Like, what do you want it to look like? What do you want it to sound like? What do you want it to feel like? What do you want to experience in the next phase of your life? And a big part of that is the emotional energy. So I want to feel calm as I build my business, or I want to feel worthy as I step into my next level of wealth, or I want to feel safe as I explore the next level of my romantic relationship. Like, absolutely, your feelings about what you want is important, and what you want is important. But the two things together, that's where the magic happens. So the first step to setting intentions is getting really, really clear about what it is you actually want. You've then got to believe you can have it, because it's all very well saying, I want the next phase to be about abundance. I want the next phase to be about success. I want the next phase to be about money. But if actually deep down you are in a lack mindset, you're thinking, I'll never have enough, you're spending all your energy, you know, counting every penny and worrying about where the next money's going to come from, you're in a lack energy. And look, I'm not here to diminish your current experience with money and tell you it's not real and tell you it's not valid, because there have been seasons in my financial life where that has been the case, where I have budgeted penny by penny. And do you know what? One of my top tips, side note, I'm going to give you, if you are in that state right now with money where you are counting every pound, one of the things I actually did, and I know it's more difficult now, is I actually went on something called the cash diet. So I withdrew any money I had to spend. So outside of like direct debits that went out of my account, well, first top tip is go through your direct debits and check and see if you've got any little leaks. So anything that you're paying for, you don't know, like apps, like subscriptions that you don't use, get rid of those, because they are a negative energy in the first place, because you're not intentionally spending. The second top tip that I did is I went on something called the cash diet. So this is back to like, when I was like 10 years ago, probably maybe more. And what I would do is outside of my direct debit, is I would withdraw all the other money as cash, and then I would put it into envelopes for the things I wanted to spend it on. And that would be that. So I would go around the supermarket with the exact amount of money I had available. I would have fuel, and I would think about how many miles I was actually going to do. So I wouldn't be putting more fuel in my car than I actually needed. Now, those things are not abundant things, but they're also not lack things. They're practical things that help you get a little bit ahead with money. And so it's not always as easy now. We live in a very cashless society, but you can do the same thing with like Monzo cards and Starling cards, and you can top up different things. And sometimes different cash cards can be a great way to help manage your money. So one of the first top tips I could give you, if let's say your goal is you want more money or you want to attract more abundance, is get really shit hot with the money you currently have. Is have a really intimate relationship with the money that you have. And a big part of the course that I teach, lucysuperfox.com/money, the money course, a big part of the money course is our relationship with money. In fact, I'd say it's 90% of what I teach in the program. Now, look, I'm not a multimillionaire. I cannot teach you in that course how to become a millionaire. But what I can teach you is, if you're not currently making six figures, if you're not currently manifesting 10K plus months, 10K, 15K, 20K months, and that is what you desire, then this course can absolutely be the step change to help you get there. If you want to get out of debt, this course can help you do that. Not a financial advisor, massively just talking about the energetics. And if you're like, I don't know if I'm ready to invest right now, you can get the free masterclass. Last chance to get this, lucysuperfox.com/money masterclass. So step one, we're getting really, really clear about what we want. Step number two, we've got to believe we can have it. So like I said, if you're spending all your energy and time focused on what you don't have, you're then not backing the belief that you can be successful, or you can be wealthy, or you can attract more, or you can create more in the next phase. So you've got to build the foundational beliefs, and you've got to clear all the reasons that you can't have something. You've got to release all the stories of the past that said that's not possible for you. And one of the biggest tips I could give you, this is what we do inside the program, right? Is we have a module on each of these steps, is really, really look at what you truly believe and get honest about what you believe about every area of life. Because if you do not get honest, like really painfully honest with yourself, then nothing will change. Step number three is to make space. So making space is to act as if, is to look at that future version of your life that you're seeking, the more money, the more time, the more freedom, the more choice, the more whatever. And then the bit that you're looking at, act as if it's already happened. Now, that doesn't mean you start spending, you know, buying Louis Vuitton handbags every third day because you're imagining being, you know, a millionaire or whatever. But actually what it is thinking, well, if I had already got a business, you know, and my business already had 20 clients, where in my diary would those clients do calls? Or where in my diary would I be sending, you know, doing that work or whatever it is? If I had already got five more business partners, where would I be spending time with them? Where in my diary would I have time blocked for that? If I had already lost the weight, what kind of clothes would I be wearing? Have you got a mood board of the kind of clothes that you'd be wearing, you know, from, have you done pictures of it? Have you done images? Have you got a board for it? So you'd be acting as if. That's what making space is acting as if. Step number four, right, is take inspired action. So you can't take inspired action if you're not doing steps one to three. If you don't really know what you want, you don't really believe you can have it, and you're not making space, or there's no room for it to come, you're not going to get the intuition or the nudges in order to be able to take action. So this builds upon itself, guys. Like, you have to take it in order. And this is why there's a module for each thing inside the money course. So then inspired action basically just feels like a nudge. It feels like, oh, that would be curious, or that would be interesting, or I'll give that a go, versus I need to do the hustle, I need to struggle, I need to sacrifice. It would be, you know what, maybe I will put a flyer up there, or actually that person said they were curious, maybe I'll message them back. Or you post about something that wasn't what you planned to post about. That is inspired guidance, that's inspired intuition, that's inspired action. And step number five is trust the process. And the only reason we can never trust the process is because we haven't done one of steps one to four fully. So when you're thinking about setting new intentions for whatever the next phase of your life looks like, you need to get really clear about what you want. You then need to do the work to believe you can have it. You then need to make space and act as if. You then need to take the inspired action and just keep moving forward, and know that even if it doesn't feel like you're in that season, by being the person, so by having the desire, having the belief, acting as if and taking the action, you will become that person by doing those things. And that is how we set new intentions and we create new manifestations, by raising our energy and becoming a vibrational match for the things that we want, by doing the inner work and taking the outer action. So that is all I had to say for this episode. If you loved this podcast, I'd love for you to leave me a little review. It takes 2 seconds. You can just jump onto Spotify or Apple. You can hit the stars button and you can take literally 20 seconds to drop me a little message to say, love this episode. This was vibrant. Would highly recommend, whatever your genuine, honest feedback is. And I would love to hear it. So thank you all so much for joining me as always. And I will see you next week on The Way That I See It.